My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Meet or on the rocks. It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Feels like we've been waiting forever, but finally tomorrow. Well, actually, we had some week zero action last week, but this feels real. Now it feels real. Football is back. College football lineup gets underway for the long holiday weekend tomorrow. And PJ Glasser, the host of BetQL's Send It In, stops by the sports bar now to give us some winners for this weekend. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. PJ, Happy New Year.
Guys, Happy New Year. Excited that it's here, man. I really am. It's going to be a great season, obviously. We got the new college football playoff. Everybody's so excited for that. And all the, you know, games that we're going to get. I can't wait for the on-campus site games that we're going to get in that first round. Like, just thinking about maybe, like, LSU traveling to Ohio State or, you know, maybe Oregon getting to travel to Notre Dame, whatever it may be. It's going to be an awesome season, guys. So, looking forward to it.
Yeah, and it begins tomorrow night as, boy, we get some action tomorrow night here, PJ. I don't know where what is jumping out to you, but tomorrow night we're all going to be watching Coach Prime, where you think this is a layup, but it's North Dakota State. So, the Buffs favored by 10 here. What I'm looking at, Utah, who, that's an interesting team. They're at home against Southern Utah. So let's start with the action tomorrow night, PJ. Anything jumping out at you?
Yeah, so there are two games, Gene. That Colorado-North Dakota State game is really interesting, right? Obviously, anytime Colorado plays, especially if it's in kind of a standalone window, you know they're always going to garner attention. The public is usually going to bet them. North Dakota State, if you've really followed FCS football, you know that they're kind of the team that's ran FCS football for the last decade. They're not afraid of any team in Division I college football. Obviously, the Buffs got Shedeur Sanders coming back. They got Travis Hunter. I think this is a game where a lot of people are actually probably going to think that North Dakota State pulls off the upset, but I like Colorado. They went into the transfer portal this year. We know they did that last year, but they did it again this year. Coach Prime starting to beef up both lines of scrimmage a little bit. I think Colorado rolls, so I like them minus 10 in that game. And then also I like North Carolina on the money line tomorrow, minus 125 against Minnesota. Guys, for like the entire summer, the Golden Gophers were favored by like 2.5. And then the last couple days, we started to see some line movement. Minnesota's got a couple of injuries. Their running back might not play tomorrow night. Obviously, the Tar Heels got to replace production on offense. That starts with Drake May. Max Johnson, who's been in college football a long time. He was at LSU. He was at Texas A&M. He takes over as the quarterback for North Carolina. Something that's very profitable in college football, and if people want to keep track of this stuff kind of throughout the week when you're handicapping games, teams that start out the week as underdogs and then end the week as favorites when the game kicks off, they tend to be pretty profitable. So UNC falls under that. So a couple of favorites tomorrow, fellas. Give me Colorado minus 10, and then I'll take UNC minus 125 as well.
And I'm just looking ahead to the long holiday weekend and you know, college football getting it away tomorrow night. But we've got action Friday night. We've got action Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I mean, PJ, I don't want to try to give a game that you may or may not have any action on. So do you have a play every night this upcoming weekend here for college football that we can kind of tap into?
Oh, of course I do, Danger. I mean, I'm a sicko. You know, I live for this stuff, guys. I'm a degenerate. I'm for the people. We got Georgia and Clemson on Saturday at noon, guys. I really like this game. A couple ways I'm attacking it. I laid 13.5 with Georgia. I know it's been a long, long time since Dabo and company have been this big an underdog, but I think it's for good reason. We all know about Dabo not willing to dabble in the transfer portal, right? Georgia's number one team in the country. I think they're going to win the national championship this year. They're obviously the team that you kind of draw parallels to with Bama when they were going through their dynasty with Nick Saban. And if you look at the last 4 years, Georgia's had two marquee games to open up the year in the last 4 years. They played Oregon when Dan Lanning was starting his coaching career. Georgia won that game 49-3. And then these two teams, Georgia and Clemson, played in 2021, and Georgia won that game 10-3. Nick Saban and Alabama's teams, guys, when they were rolling, whenever they would play a good team in week one, they played Michigan, they played USC, Wisconsin, whatever it may be, those games were always lopsided, and the other team really had a tough time scoring. Remember, in college football, there's no preseason, as we know. So I take a lot of stock in the coaching, and nobody's obviously better than Kirby. There's a reason why his defenses don't give up much in week one, because they're so well prepared. They're usually so much better than the other side of the ball. I think they're out to make a statement with how their season ended, losing in the SEC championship game, not even getting a chance to go to the college football playoff. And if Florida State showed us anything about the ACC, you know, I don't know if Cade Klubnik's really going to turn this thing around. He's like the same quarterback that we've been seeing the last 3 years. I think Klubnik's going to be the same. So I like Georgia minus 13.5. And when that Clemson team total under comes out, I think it's going to be like 15.5, 16.5. I take that under as well.
PJ Glasser, host of Send It In on the BetQL Network. PJ, you might have known this question was going to be coming your way, but normally we're not getting excited about Syracuse football. But wait a second. McCord is there, the former Ohio State quarterback, new head coach. Heck, it's like a new stadium, the Dome, the complete renovation that people are excited to check out. The Orange favored by 17.5 against Ohio. Is that a comfortable lay the points, or you staying away from that?
Guys, this might be the only time this happens all year, but Syracuse might be my favorite play of week one. I love them. Minus 17.5. Love them. Ohio is maybe the team that I was looking forward to fading the most in week one. It's not necessarily a play on Syracuse as it is a fade on Ohio. Bobcats lost as much as any team in the transfer portal this season. And Gene, as you alluded to, I mean, Syracuse, they gained quite a bit. Obviously, a new head coach, McCourt, comes over from Ohio State. They added more guys on both sides of the ball. So I'm getting a team in Syracuse. And in these couple of years that we've seen, guys, teams that really add to their roster in the transfer portal and teams that don't add tend to either have success early on or don't have success. So it's just one of these perfect games where I'm getting a Syracuse team that did a lot to improve their roster in the offseason, and an Ohio team that really lost a ton. So it is a big number. Don't know if I'm going to be on the Cuse much this season, guys, but it just so happens that I absolutely love them this week. One of my favorite plays, I would bet them lay the 17.5.
In that same window, Saturday afternoon, the 3:30 kickoff in the Swamp, Florida hosting the Hurricanes, the U. PJ, Miami, 2.5-point favorites on BetQL. What are your thoughts on this matchup?
Yeah, guys, this is going to be a good one, right? The Canes, I mean, this is their year. They've only won double-digit games once in the last 20 years, and we know they were the team in the late 90s, early 2000s, and this is year three for Mario Cristobal. He's got a great quarterback in Cam Ward this year. Another team, much like Syracuse, that upgraded big time in the offseason. Washington last year, we know they made it to the national championship game. They were one of the teams that boosted their roster the most in the offseason, And I think if there's one team people are looking at this year that maybe could be this year's Washington, people think it could be Miami. And it, if it is, it would have to start on Saturday at the Swamp. They're both lines of scrimmage. The Canes are really good. Defensive front four, offensive line. Cam Ward, the quarterback, as I mentioned. They got Damian Martinez, the running back out of Oregon State. It's not a game I want to bet at the original number just because it feels like Miami might be a little too easy at -2.5. What I am going to do, guys, is I'm going to wait to bet this game live. It just feels like with these two teams and these two fan bases and how badly both of these teams need this game, it's just going to be one of those games that comes right down to the end. So I'm hoping that maybe one of these teams gets up double digits. Maybe we get one of these teams +7.5. And that's how I'm going to bet it. My lean, if I had to pick, I would take the Canes. But I think the much better bet is just waiting to bet the game live, seeing if one of these teams gets up two scores, and then betting the other side.
PJ, not all these matchups are great. We get this every year where you're going to have a Power 5 school against some school that is collecting a paycheck and happy to be there. And these lines, I don't know from a betting standpoint what the philosophy should be here. Like tonight, Kansas, favored by 45 over Lindenwood, okay? No, like Lindenwood, happy to be there. Southern Utah, they're getting 38 points. I mean, do you need more examples? Tennessee is giving 38.5 Saturday to Chattanooga. Are there any spreads one way or the other that are really big that you think we could take advantage of? What would be your advice?
Yeah, Gene, it's a good question. I mean, really when it comes to big spreads, the things I normally look for are either look-ahead spots or maybe letdown spots in the case of Georgia Tech, right? I mean, they're a 3-touchdown favorite. They're coming back from Ireland after a huge upset win over Florida State. They're 21.5-point favorites against Georgia State. Like, what are they going to look like, right? Are they still going to be feeling good about the performance that they put together last week, a team that really hasn't had much success like that in recent years? Or are they going to flip the page and build off of that and continue to roll? So those are things I look for. And then look-ahead spots, like I said, you know, next week in week two of college football, we do have some good matchups, the biggest one being Texas and Michigan. Both of those teams, huge favorites. Texas is 32.5-point favorites against Colorado State. Michigan is -21 against Fresno State. Obviously, Michigan's replacing a ton with McCarthy and Corum and Harbaugh and all those kinds of things. So, Gene, there's not a game I've really bet yet involving a big spread, but just throughout the season, those are usually the kind of things that I look for, is look-ahead spots, let-down spots, because especially early on in the season, guys, there's so much guessing with the era of the portal, too, about how good these teams are, what their rating should be. Over the next couple weeks, you're going to see spreads that maybe in the look-ahead lines are going to change by like 7 or 8 points, and those are where you can take advantage. So week one, it's a little bit tougher, but next week, week three, when we're looking at these games again and we've kind of gotten some data points from these teams, we might get some good spots to maybe sell on these teams. Maybe we're overvaluing them because we thought they'd be one thing entering the season, and then after a couple games, the perception around them completely changes.
He's PJ Glasser, the host of BetQL's Send It In. You can hear it in the free-to-download Odyssey app wherever you get your shows, and that includes Twitch and YouTube. We've got a lot of Irish fans that listen to the show, PJ, and they're traveling to Texas A&M for a matchup in primetime on Saturday night. Texas A&M, really good home team last year, Notre Dame getting 3 points. Do you have a lean on this game?
This is the game I'm most excited for, guys, in week one, right? I mean, the storylines, I can't remember a time we've ever had this, where Texas A&M Mike Elko takes over in his first year as head coach, and who does he face in his first game is the quarterback that he had in Durham the last couple of years, and Riley Leonard, who's now going to be the quarterback in Notre Dame. So that storyline in itself is really interesting. Throughout the entire summer, this game was a pick 'em. It was -110 each way, and now, like, across the board, A&M is -3. Guys, you've had me on your show for the last year. You know that I look at value. I look at lines. It just feels like now that we've gotten to 3, it's ballooned to where it's a little too much. So it's not a game I like, but now that we're getting the key number of 3 with Notre Dame, that would be the side that I lean towards. Guys, I think the Irish are the team that has the best opportunity in week one. We know they don't play in a conference, so they can't get one of those top four seeds. They can't get a bye in the playoff. Their Super Bowl is the regular season. They have to have a good performance in marquee games like this. Their schedule really isn't that difficult this year. Outside the A&M game, their two toughest games on paper are home against Florida State, and that's towards the very end of the season. And if the Seminoles look like they did last week, they might not be ranked by the time they play. And then they're at USC at the end of the year, and we don't know what the Trojans are going to look like this season. So you're playing an SEC team on the road. I mean, this is the game for Notre Dame, right? So the fact that Elko's coaching in his first game in College Station, this thing's ballooned up 3 points. To me, it just feels like now the value's with the Irish. So if I had to play it, I'd take Notre Dame plus three.
This is funny, PJ, because I want to ask you about the Heisman, but I'm going to do it in a different way because I remember 5 years ago being in Vegas, and I never got around to it, thinking, boy, if I could just take a long shot and root for this player, and that happened 5 years ago, a guy who started out 5,000 plus 5,000. Joe Burrow, and then after week one, it went down to 2,000. All of a sudden, he's going to win the Heisman. Looked it up, Danger. 2019, here were the Heisman odds to begin the season. Trevor Lawrence at plus 260, Tua plus 270, Jalen Hurts plus 900, Jake Fromm was plus 1,200, Justin Fields plus 1,600, Travis Etienne plus 2,500, Justin Herbert plus 2,800, along with Jonathan Taylor. You're funny how, woulda, coulda, shoulda. But now, PJ, that's where we bring you in, because I'm sure that you've looked there at the Heisman odds here. What would be your advice? Because this is sure to change after week one.
Yeah, Gene, it's really interesting. I mean, the Heisman, sure, there are years like Burrow where you have just complete long shots come out of nowhere and win it. It usually isn't the favorite. That's why I'm kind of staying away from Carson Beck and Dylan Gabriel this year. It's usually those guys in like the 10-1 to like 35-40-1 range. That's usually kind of the sweet spot that you were alluding to. So if you guys gave me a free bet and I could place it on anybody this year to win the Heisman Trophy, it'd be Jalen Milroe out of Alabama. Mm-hmm. That would be my guy. People that watch Milroe in college know that as a passer, he excels throwing the deep ball. And Kellen DeBoer obviously coming over from Washington, if you watch the Huskies play the last 2 years, that's where they excel. They love throwing the ball downfield. They love the vertical passing game. Penix was a great deep ball thrower. Milroe's the same way. And if they can just develop Milroe a little bit in the intermediate stuff, I think he can take off. Guys, here's an interesting parallel for you, right? So Jalen Hurts obviously was at Alabama, played under Nick Saban, went to Oklahoma to play for an offensive head coach in Lincoln Riley, and finished second in the Heisman that year to the guy that you just mentioned, Gene, in Joe Burrow. Doesn't it feel like that Milroe's a little bit similar, right, with the athletic ability, how he can beat you on the ground? He's certainly going to throw for touchdowns through the air. Now you go from Saban to Kellen DeBoer, an offensive head coach, a great offensive mind. That's kind of how I'm seeing it this year, is I think Milroe could kind of be Jalen Hurts. I'm not saying he's going to be Jalen Hurts as a pro, but in college, I think Milroe's going to be really, really good this year. So, guys, if I had to make a bet, that'd be my guy. I'd take Milroe.
Yeah, and PJ, if you're thinking that I baited you into saying the name of the current Bengals quarterback, you'd be right, buddy.
I mean, Gene, we got Burrow, Milroe. Like, what else do we need? I mean, that was beautiful how we ended that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Before we let you go, our college football weekend wraps up with a game on Sunday night and a game on Monday night. I wanted to get your take on LSU-USC Sunday night. And BC is Florida State licking their wounds after losing in Ireland on Monday night.
Yeah, so I like USC quite a bit, guys, +4.5 against LSU. Here's a great nugget about the Tigers. Since that national championship team with Joe Burrow, they have not won a season opener. They're 0 for their last 4. Huge game for LSU. That's why the spread has gone from 6.5 to 4.5. We call that reverse line movement, boys. All the money's coming in on LSU. Let the line is going the other way. We saw that happen in Florida State and Georgia Tech. Everybody was betting the Noles. Line kept moving towards Georgia Tech, and we saw what happened there. So I think that line movement's a little bit of an indicator for me. I like USC plus the points. I'd take some money line as well. And then I do think Florida State is going to bounce back, right? Because so many people probably bet them in Ireland, were so disgusted with what they saw. I mean, this is what I live for. Everybody's just overreacting after one game. People are saying Florida State sucks. DJU sucks. Well, BC, we don't know what they're going to look like. Bill O'Brien's taking over in his first year. They got a ton of change. So Florida State's at home. They got a chance to bounce back. I like the Noles to roll in that one. So USC, love them against LSU. I like Florida State as well.
We are back, PJ.
We're so back.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, PJ Glasser. You want more PJ? Well, tell everybody about the show, Mr. Glasser.
Yes, sir. Send it in, guys, 1 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern time every day, Monday through Friday, and catch us twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. And, guys, it's the time of the year where we're just doing a lot of this. We're going through college football. We're breaking down games. We obviously got the NFL starting up next week as well, so it's great to be back, fellas. It was awesome talking college football with you, and hopefully we can win some money all season.
Next week, when we have you on, week one of the NFL, PJ. We're looking forward to it.
Can't wait, fellas. We're going to talk some Survivor, Gene. Get ready.
Oh, I've got my pick, but I'm holding on to it right now, PJ. We'll compare notes next week.
Well, can't wait, guys. Thanks for having me on. Good talking with you.
You got a PJ Glasser, the host of Send It In, Odyssey Sports, Betting Insider, and Insider Calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
Which game are you most looking forward to? Well, I guess it's the game where it fits your schedule, right? Like, you could make a case for any of these.
Oh, Gene, I thought you were going to tell me that I'm most looking forward to seeing Florida State, my favorite team, play on Monday night.
You just won't let that go. You said it on these airwaves.
I said I liked that team when I was a teenager.
Yeah, and you won the championship.
And I play Dynasty mode in College Football 25.
Well, based on what they did against Georgia Tech, you must be really good at that game.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I should increase the difficulty. I don't know. We'll figure that out. But yeah, it's a fun game.
Which, I'll phrase it a different way here. Reframe it. which fan base is going to have their hair on fire upset after week one? See, with the college football playoff, this used to mean something like, oh my gosh, the season's over. We're Florida State in the ACC. We couldn't afford to lose one game. They still can be fine.
I'll give you one. We were just talking about it. If LSU loses again in week one to USC.
It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family.
That fraud is going to be feeling the heat all season long. Mm. You've got to make the college football playoff if you're a program like LSU, if you're a coach like Brian Kelly. And maybe you can get in as an SEC school with one win, of course, but you can't be losing week one again in prime time against USC. You should handle USC. So I think if LSU drops week one, that fan base's head will be on fire.
I'm going to give you a team that in week one, they could actually punch their ticket. Hear me out here on this. Mm. If they win this game, what's after this, you could see them coasting. I'm talking about Notre Dame.
I was going to say.
Notre Dame at Texas A&M. It's a coin flip game. Should be a great game. That's Saturday night. But listen to the Irish schedule after this. Home against Northern Illinois. Against Purdue. Miami of Ohio. Louisville. Stanford. Georgia Tech. Navy. Then Florida State, Virginia, Army, USC. You win this game, like what? Maybe one game you lose out of that?
No, it's cream puff season. You can actually run the table through that schedule.
Give me a break. Join a conference for crying out loud. Like, really? You should be penalized for that schedule.
Well, they are going to be penalized if they make the playoff because they won't have a home game.
But on the other hand, if they lose to Texas A&M and then they lose to the ranked opponents and then, it's a three. This will be a test.
Yeah, I love that matchup on Saturday night. That's an ABC game. Notre Dame traveling to College Station to take on the Aggies. It's back, man. Football is back. Real excited about it. We're getting a lot of reaction on Elon's Twitter from our first segment from earlier today.
I think it's like a gift, right? Somebody sent us.
It really is.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll play it again next hour for those that missed it.
Yeah, if anybody's thinking this is a stunt, no. Like, what's our budget on this show?
Ask our producer what our budget is on this show. East Hilton Brian tweeting at the Fan Rochester. I thought the only way to get a song written about you was to date and break up with Taylor Swift. Nice job. That's our buddy Sean in Long Island who did our theme song. Mike, one of our regulars out in SOTUS at the Fan Rochester. Boys, we have a theme song. Great job, Sean in Long Island. I laughed so hard I almost crashed the boat. Mike at the Great SOTUS Bay. These are our regulars. These are the people that we're talking about.
This is our community.
Yeah, we love you guys. And love Sean from Long Island putting together, giving us a gift. That theme song is chef's kiss. We're going to take a break and come back with more next on the Fan Rochester. I mentioned earlier that if you're a Bills fan, I think I may have identified what could be the kiss of death for the 2024 season. I'll explain what it is.
Also, Bill Belichick, could he actually be really, really good?
I've been saying this for weeks.
I know, but he showed some personality, said a word that I'm like, okay, now this is never going to be out of my head here.
Yeah.
It actually may change my retirement plans here, Dane.
You hear him say things like this, and you're like, oh, Bill Belichick could be my crabby old next-door neighbor, right? Like, he just sounds like... He sounds like a regular person. He doesn't sound like the greatest head coach of all time. He sounds like a regular dude when he says things like this. I love this. And you're right. He's been very good so far with anything that the media has thrown at him. And I think that a nice box of Pinot Noir might be in order.
Just for the record, it's the coaching cycle, March.
Yeah.
Like when they're all filled.
Yeah.
That's when you'll get your box.
That's the payoff.
You can prepay to me anytime.
I won't be doing that. Good luck explaining to the executive producer how you lost another bet to your boy.
By the way, you brought up the executive producer. She thinks I'm being too soft on the Bills. She's saying, don't you see it? This is going to be a bad year.
Ooh.
I'm like, oh, well,
ooh.
All right.
We'll get to that.
All right.
We'll get to that and more. And don't forget, coming up at 4:25, the big noise. Brad Evans, BetQL's BetMGM tonight here on the Odyssey network of stations and the free-to-download Odyssey app, a new addition to the BetQL network, and we'll check in with Brad Evans here as we get ready for fantasy football drafts this weekend. That's all on the way here on the Fan Rochester.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950, the Fan Rochester.
My dad works in B2B marketing.
He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.